When trade disputes really began to boil over and it looked like the people that would be most hurt would be farmers, President Trump said,
"We'll make it up to them."
And today, this announcement is a fulfillment of that promise.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue telling reporters,
"The Department of Agriculture will be authorizing up to $12 billion in programs, which is directly in line with the estimated $11 billion impact of illegal tariffs on agriculture."
It's a three-program plan, two of which look to be ramped-up versions of current programs. One has USDA buying up surplus food crops, giving them to food banks and other nutrition programs. The other one is a program aimed at developing foreign markets. But the one that will take the lion's share of the $12 billion is a new one Purdue calls the Market Facilitation Program, which will
provide payments incrementally to soybeans, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hog producers.
Brad Carman with the Farm Service Agency told reporters on that program,
"We have a little homework to do."
He anticipates sign-up starting sometime around Labor Day and running several months. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.